This is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien, in for Celeste Headlee this week.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Back to Haiti now. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon this weekend asked his former Haitian spokeswoman to come out of retirement and help the UN rebuild Haiti as part of the post-earthquake relief effort. That spokesperson, journalist Michelle Montaz, joins us now from Port-au-Prince, former Haitian journalist. And Michelle, tell me, first of all, what's the headline for the UN in Port-au-Prince this morning?
Well, you know, for the UN, it is mostly right now the effort of getting food and medicine to people, of evacuating the people who have been wounded. A lot of them are being evacuated to the Dominican Republic. The UN has created, with the help of the Dominicans, has created a protected corridor to go from Port-au-Prince to Jimani and to Santo Domingo to give people assistance. At the same time, there is a huge effort to get food to people. It is still disorganized. It is still chaotic. You have to realize that MINUSTAH has still 300 people missing. The whole infrastructure of MINUSTAH has collapsed, but with the people that have come in, we are trying to get going again in terms of helping people. This is the most immediate thing. We have lost almost all hopes to get more people alive. However, you know, there were a number, a small number that got out of the rubble yesterday. They were taken to hospitals. So it is a joint effort, not only of the UN, but other groups that are here, the U.S. forces, the Canadians, the Japanese. There are field hospitals being set in different places. A field hospital from the Japanese is set in Leogan. So there is that effort to try to take care of the many wounded. There are a lot of amputations being done because a lot of limbs have been lost. And we are still losing people because we don't have enough doctors everywhere to really assist the people who have been taken out of the rubble.
Michelle Montaz, explain how the UN is rebuilding, because, of course, they were one of the key victims in the earthquake itself.
Well, we have, John and Miles, we have some people that have come in temporarily, that have been flown in from New York, from different areas, from different UN headquarters or UN missions, people who were in Haiti before. They are brought in, and some of them, you know, used to be in political affairs. They are distributing foods. Some people, I mean, we are all trying to get first the immediate task taken care of. So that is what is at hand right now. The UN has brought in some administrative people. As you know, we have lost all the archives of the UN, of the minister. We cannot trace a number of things, but at least we are trying to set up a skeleton that can coordinate the help that is coming in from all over.
Well, explaining the effort he was dispatched to do, Michelle Montaz, joining us from Port-au-Prince, brought out of retirement by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon this weekend, the former Haitian journalist and the former spokesperson for Ban Ki-moon, is a part of the relief effort down in Port-au-Prince. We spoke to Michelle Montaz live from Port-au-Prince.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.